Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, Hall of Fame trainer Leo McDonald is looking for his second Caulfield Cup tomorrow with Darlasand in the same colours that were carried by Southern Speed. And it's been a remarkably similar approach to the Caulfield Cup. Similar form lines. I wonder if it'll be a similar result. Leo McDonald joins us. Good morning, Leon. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. I believe Darlasand's just arrived in his Ballarat base. How did he travel?
Yeah, he travelled very well. He left here last night and he was in Ballarat a bit after midnight, and he was quite good this morning, so everything's fine.
That's his normal routine, is it, to travel overnight the day before, pretty much?
Yes, he's done it right through. Oh, even last preparation in the autumn, he did it too. But he travelled overnight on Thursday and runs up pretty well for Saturday.
You've got him going so well this campaign. He's yet to actually win. Is there any more improvement out of the Turnbull, or is it just a matter of maintaining where he is at?
Look, I think he's only got to maintain where he is at. He's worked very strongly this week and looks well. I haven't got an excuse for him. I think he can win the race if he's good enough.
The distance, you're confident after he ran so well in the South Australian Derby that he's looking for that 24?
Yeah, I think he'll probably run the 24. He's a bit older now. In the Derby, you know, I suppose that we had our doubts a little bit at the end of the 2500, but he was beaten by a pretty fair horse, and he did beat a Victoria Derby winner home. So, might have just been the fact that Rustin Camelot was too good for him.
He'll come into Barrier 10 with the emergencies who are expected to come out. A lot of people have been struggling with the speed map of this race. Where do you want Darlasand to lob?
Oh, look, he can. He has come from back in the All-Star Mile last year. He ran, you know, in the rear of the field. This time he's been taking up a more forward position as he gets over further ground. I think a lot will be left up to Willie Pike, who'll be doing his homework and his speed map on it. And, we'll be having a bit of a talk today, and that'll be left to him.
Do you think he's better suited in the first half dozen of a Caulfield Cup?
Oh, look, I think Caulfield's always a bit that way. If they can race up there in a nice position in the Cup, I think it gives them a better chance.
He's got a great record on soft tracks. If this predicted rain comes, is that going to enhance his chances, do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, he does handle soft tracks, but I think it'll take a fair bit of rain for Caulfield to be soft, don't you? I think it'll be, it drains very well, and I don't think it'll be a really real rain-affected track.
Is there much rain coming from South Australia and Adelaide today?
We've got a few big spots today. Just at the moment, we haven't had any this morning. There's a few big spots around at the moment. So I don't know how much is going to come.
He hasn't managed to crack it in a Group 1 yet. It'd be a fine way to break the duck in a Caulfield Cup. You think he's got the class and ability to win a Caulfield Cup?
Oh, look, I think at the weight, he does meet the horses that he raced against in the Turnbull much better at the weights. So it gives him a chance if he gets a nice run.
Who's the hardest to beat, do you think?
No, I thought probably Very Elegant. It's got a great record. It did beat him the other day, obviously not by much, but I think it's the one to beat.
Well, you're looking for two cups in 2 days. What about Serious Spender in the Murray Bridge Cup today?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think he's looking for more ground, and it's just a stepping stone to Murray Bridge Cup for it to get over further ground.
Oh, will you be watching on course tomorrow, or will you stay at home in Adelaide?
No, I've got a runner earlier in the day, and I'll be going home after that and watch it at home.
Well, best of luck, Leon.
Okay, thanks, Michael.